Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark and I were just ranting and frothing because I know the feeling. There's so much documentation, so much evidence of fraud, so much proof. And you're like, look, look. And then now we have their own emails where the top scientists for the UN are talking to the top scientists in the U.S. and Europe about how to lie and how to persecute scientists and how to fix the data. And in these documents that were released are the computer code of the weather models with the computer programmers explaining to people that may be working on it later, look, this whole thing's a fraud. You got to run all sorts of scams to flip the data. We have videos of the code where it's all described by computer programmers online with the emails, with the code. I mean, this whole thing is red-handed. It's like catching a killer. It's like a murderer shooting somebody at a sports stadium in front of 100,000 people. I mean, they have been caught. It'd be like if a husband choked his wife to death on national television. There's no doubt he did it. There's no doubt they're caught. And Tim Ball, who, by the way, is in my film Fall of the Republic and did an incredible job, was a top climatologist early on, didn't have a political axe, got persecuted. And they talk about how to persecute people. They talk about him bad in the emails. I forgot to tell you, they talk about Mark, who we had on last hour with his FOIA request, trying to get the documents, how to block those documents. I mean, this is incredible. And Dr. Tim Ball is now on with us for the rest of the hour. We're extremely honored to have him. We're going to break here in just a moment. But doctor, how exciting was this? You're like Galileo saying that the Earth orbits the sun, not the sun orbiting the Earth. And now you've been proven right. And that it's premeditated fraud. They weren't just wrong. And you said that all along. Because all the other scientists like yourself would do the raw research and say it doesn't add up. And they'd say, shut up. I mean, what is this like for you after all the persecution you've been through?
It's a very sad day, Alex, because it's a sad day for science. It's a sad day for the environment, which we need to care about. People will start to say, now, we don't believe anything you tell us. And they have destroyed climate science virtually, and as I've said elsewhere, there is no pleasure in I told you so. But what we've got to do now is hold people responsible and to backtrack on all of the incredibly damaging legislation that's been brought in or proposed on a global scale, both in energy and economies, based upon this false data.
That's why we've got you here today, to not just talk about their fraud, but you told my producer this is only the tip of the iceberg. I want to go over that, but also talk about what do we do now? We have to bring these criminals to justice. They're openly setting up a tyrannical world government to micromanage every facet of our lives. All these top demographers and researchers have said 1 billion people will die within a decade worldwide if they implemented these carbon rationing, energy rationing plans. It will destroy our economy. Shouldn't they be held criminally responsible, as Lord Mocton is saying?
Well, absolutely. The only difficulty will be, of course, that if it's in a UK court, it depends on how the information was obtained. If it was a whistleblower, that is eligible in a British court. But if it was hacked, that would be deemed inadmissible. So all of this evidence would not be entertained. And, of course, we would then be in the same position as I've been in all these years, that I could see what was going on. I knew what was going on, but I didn't have that smoking gun.
And well, stay there.
We've not only got a smoking gun, but we got an atomic bomb here.
I agree. That's how I likened it, too, as an ICBM of truth yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But the issue is, they screwed up and admitted it was their emails to the Associated Press. They said, yeah, those are our emails.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, but they're taken out of context. So they should still be admissible. The police need to raid those facilities and get the actual hard drives. We know that'll be admissible, but you know they're in there erasing it all right now.
Oh, of course.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to try to contain myself because there's so many facets of this fraud. And then how the establishment is calling themselves victims. They're now saying in The Guardian that climate skeptics with these emails are persecuting good scientists when they're in their own emails talking about how they were persecuting people with government power, how they were blocking FOIA requests, how they were destroying scientific debate and blockading people publishing their science. I mean, this is a rigged club of crooks, and we're going to talk about bringing them to criminal justice. Also, research by Dr. Tim Ball in these emails. John P. Holdren, the eugenicist, is all over these emails helping coordinate things. This is huge. Okay, Dr. Tim Ball,
a few years ago, there were two, they're both still active, Willie Soon and Sally Baliunas, both at Harvard, and they were doing first-class research. They're both solar physicists, and they were doing first-class research. Now, the key thing was the medieval warm period, and they had to get rid of that because they were saying that the 20th century was warmest ever, when, in fact, just 1,000 years ago, it was even warmer than now. And Soon and Baliunas had extensive research proving it. And so, of course, they had to get rid of the medieval warm period, which they did through the hockey stick and Michael Mann and that scandal, but they had to also denigrate Soon and Baliunas. And there's a series of emails in there which Michael Mann is sending to the group, the CRU gangsters, from John Holdren. And Mann says, John thinks you'll be entertained by this this exercise. And what it was that Holdren had a series of breakfast meetings in which he sent out information ahead of time, and they debated how wrong Soon and Valiunas were and how right Michael Mann was. And of course, Holdren, using that power that he had, and by the way, he was in the Teresa and Kerry Heintz, and we know all about their connections, that he was in that chair at Harvard. And so Valiunas, about a few years ago, she was on some of our advisory committees on the skeptic side, and all of a sudden, we didn't hear from her. We finally contacted her, and she said, look, basically, I've been under attack here. I've got to step aside. And she also disclosed some of the personal attacks as a woman and as a redhead that were just absolutely outrageous. So this was going on within Harvard, and of course Holdren is very, very proud of what he did.
Let me stop you. Give us details of what she told you, because that's an article that needs to be written to show how they persecuted women and scientists and used intimidation, because they talk about that in some of the other emails, how to intimidate, how to cut funding, how to not let people publish their reports. Let's cover that in a moment, but first let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Over and over again, they've been proven that they're lying. They're more polar bears, not less. Polar bears are the best swimmers. They're not drowning. They hunt on ice packs. They're not drifting. They're going to die. They show school kids the Arctic and Antarctic contracting in the summer. They don't explain that it gets big again in the winter. They've been caught lying with the carbon dioxide heat graph, having carbon dioxide coinciding with the heat, not coming after it several hundred years, as you know. Hundreds and hundreds of frauds they've been caught in, but now, before they could deny they were caught or say it was an accident or have a debate about it, now they've been caught red-handed in these emails at the top climate facility, the UN sites, as you know, Dr. Ball, being a top climatologist. How big of an issue is it to have them red-handed in the code, the computer code, with notes on how they do the fraud, and then having them in the emails how they know it's getting colder, but they're going to lie? I mean, is this not the holy grail? You called it an atomic weapon against their lies.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, it isn't just the people, the CRU, the Climatic Research Unit, and Phil Jones. See, now, Phil Jones is the guy who put out that number of temperature increase of 1 degree Fahrenheit, which Gore talks about in his movie. Okay, Jones has consistently refused to disclose how he produced that number. Warwick Hughes wrote to him from Australia the email, and Jones came back and said, we spent 25 years getting these numbers. Why should we share it with you when all you want to do is find something wrong?
And you talk about that in Fall of the Republic. Before this even came out, you pointed at Jones.
Yeah, exactly. No, but beyond that, Jones, Mann, Keith Briffa, and by the way, the person that really started it all is Tom Wigley. He's the Aminos Grease behind all of this, and I've watched him manipulate and control for 30 years, and he started at the Climatic Research Unit. He's now at NCAR in Boulder, and he's the grandfather. He's the go-to guy when they say, what should we do about this? How should we deal about with this? You can see that in the emails. But more important, Alex, is that these people control totally the IPCC. And, of course, the IPCC is the authority that all world governments quote and go to. It's the basis of Kyoto. It's the basis of the Copenhagen thing. It's the argument for carbon credits and that whole scam. So it isn't just the scandals within that academic unit. And I've said many times, and I think I said it when I was interviewed by your group, that there's two responsibilities as a scientist. You've got the responsibility in the laboratory. These guys weren't even meeting those responsibilities, as we now know. But when you go public and say that your science is legitimate and should be the basis of policy, there's a whole new set of responsibilities kick in, and they didn't meet those either. In fact, they deliberately thwarted them. So it's on two completely different levels. But the first thing that we got to do is we got to shut down the IPCC. It's got to go.
Absolutely. We have the top scientist interlaced with the UN climate study group, and you also study them individually, they're all globalists, they're all pro-New World Order, they're all socialist, they all want to cut human resources, they all want one-child policies. This is a very sick group, and studying them separate from the climate debate, studying them, being persecuted by them, you're one of the first people they singled out because as a top climatologist, you were effectively countering them. What type of individuals are these people?
Well, as you said, and by the way, the University of East Anglia, where the CRU is located, and I had the privilege of dealing with Hubert Lam, who's the father of climatology of the modern era. He helped me with my doctoral thesis. I mean, he'd be turning in his grave. But it was set up there, the University of East Anglia, which, by the way, has been complicit in blocking freedom of information requests, as has the United Kingdom Met Office. So this thing permeates through government. But the University of East Anglia was set up under the Harold Wilson socialist government in Britain, and it is considered the most left of all the left-wing universities in Britain. So this was a perfect place for this CRU thing to fester into what it's become. And, of course, the person that there's two sides to it, of course. There's the political side and the science side. Now, the guy that put those two together is our old friend Morris Strong. And, of course, Morris Strong, I think, is hiding out in China right now because the U.S. government want him for his involvement with Kofi Annan in the oil for food in Iraq thing. But Morris Strong was the one that set up the United Nations Environment Program. And he made a statement 30 years ago that he said, isn't the problem for the planet are the industrialized nations? Isn't it our responsibility to get rid of them? And I want your audience to think about, how would you do that? If you consider the industrialized nations like an engine in a car, and that's a very good analogy because fossil fuels and energy are critical to them, how would you go about doing that? You'd say, okay, I can stop the engine by shutting off the energy supply. And as you see that happening, the impacts on energy, but the public would scream right away. We saw that when the fuel prices went up. Everybody's angry immediately. So you really can't do that. But if you say, look, the byproduct, the exhaust of this engine, and you can stop an engine by plugging the exhaust. So if you say, look, the exhaust of this industrialized nations or this car is CO2, and it's destroying the global climate and destroying the planet, then you can point at, oh, this evil industry, this horrible industrial complex, and this whole free market thing, we just got to shut it down. It's destroying the planet. That's why CO2 became the focus, even though it's an absolute minuscule part of the total complexity that is weather and climate. And of course, Morris Strong set about to do this. Now, in a book called The Cloak of Green by Elaine Dewar, who, by the way, started to write a book praising all the environmentalists in Canada, and as a good journalist, the more she dug, the more she discovered that these people were more corrupt than the corporations they were attacking. And 20% of that book is devoted to Strong. And she said to him, if you've got these ideas, why don't you run for politics? He probably, the only honest statement in his life, said, well, you can't do anything as a politician. He said, I'm going to go to the UN, and there I can get all the money I want and not be accountable to anybody. And that's precisely what he did. He set up with Kofi Annan, and he became the senior advisor, and he set up the United Nations Environment Program, and a subset of that was the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Now, one of the things, Alex, that to help people understand how these sorts of machinations are done, because Strong was incredibly, I mean, it's like with Gore's movie, you cannot deny it's a superb piece of propaganda. And with Morris Strong, you cannot deny his talents in persuading people and managing bureaucratic systems. And one of the things through my own experience, I've chaired many boards of commission and commissions of inquiry. And it's a perfect vehicle for the politician because, there's a fight going on and the public are saying, why don't you do something here? Well, the politician said, okay, we'll have a commission inquiry, and it'll be arm's length. And everybody said, well, good for you. Finally, we're getting somewhere. But what they don't know is that the politicians continue to retain control. Now, first of all, if the media come along... Oh,
well, stay there. Obviously, government funding over institutions, they don't get the funding if they don't give the results that the UN wants. We'll be right back with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball. This is incredible news.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends November 30th.
Dr. Tim Ball is our guest. He's a big part of Fall of the Republic. I'm going to put a plug in here. Until they run out, you get a free Obama Joker t-shirt. And there's four different messages on them. You can pick the t-shirt you want free when you order one copy. I just want to get this film out. People are ready to hear. This film is about the banks, how the elites engineered the climate change fraud for the global tax. And now we have Von Rumpy, the head of the EU, and saying this. We have Al Gore and others saying it in the film. Everyone's got to see this. So you want to know about the climate fraud? What's really going on? These are not scientists and the UN just screwing up on accident. This is premeditated. Going back to Dr. Tim Ball, this is a short segment. Sir, I just want to stress that we can't let this go by the wayside. They've been caught in so many other frauds, but again, they could say that was an accident. This is red-handed, and you were telling me during the break, this goes, the tentacles of this go into all of government and the entire power structure, and they're not going to quit just because this fraud came out unless we really get this message out. That's why we're seeing a huge broadcast TV blackout on this.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, the atomic bomb went off and most of the mainstream media didn't hear it. But just a quick kudo to you, Alex, the YouTube 9-minute video. Your grasp of the issues in this is really remarkable. And that's been one of the problems because most of the media are not scientists. And one of the things with the public is they're going to have to need a lot of these emails explained. What are they saying? What's the context of this? And, of course, it's why some of the attempts to block what's out there is saying, oh, they're taking it out of context. And they can get away with that, but the minute somebody like myself that knows what's going on, watched it go on, put it in context, it just becomes even more explosive. So, absolutely. And, by the way, just back quickly, I was talking about terms of reference. In my own experience, Maurice Strong wrote the terms of reference for the IPCC. And as I said, when I chaired commissions of inquiry, and your audience can think about the Kennedy Commission, and they asked Judge Warren about, well, why didn't you look at the Mafia and Dallas Connection? He said, oh, it wasn't in my terms of reference. That's how the politicians control. And the first commission I was given, the minister gave me the terms of reference, and I said, Mr. Minister, I can't even begin to look at this, let alone reach some conclusions. And he said, well, that's the way it is. And I said, no, here's the way it is. I'm going to go to the media and say, you're tying my hands on this issue. Well, he obviously decided that that was a bigger problem than trying to tie
my hands. Okay, go back, explain to people minister in the context, because you're talking about lying by omission. They set the parameters of the debate. They say climate change is real, it is bad, it is man-made, and they say the debate is settled.
Yeah, okay, because what Maurice Strong did was the first thing is they used the definition of climate change established by the United Nations Environment Program, which says we're only going to look at human causes of climate change. Now, you can't possibly determine what effect humans are having, if any, unless you know how much nature is causing climate change. So by limiting that to IPCC with that definition alone, the second important thing, and there's some other terms of reference, but the other one that's devastating is they put in what's called the summary for policymakers. Now, the group at CRU made sure that the scientists that were advising that summary for policymaker groups, which were mostly politicians, were part of their CRU group. So people like Stephen Schneider, Michael Mann, Phil Jones. But the summary for policymakers, the rules of it are, you write your science or technical report, working group one, you set that aside, then the summary for policymaker groups will write a summary. The summary then is released to the media immediately, which of course, and then it has all of the sensational stuff about, oh, the world's going to fry and this is going to happen. Then the summary goes back to the scientific group with the instructions to make sure that the scientific report says what we've already said in the summary and released to the public. So it's like an executive doing a summary and then telling the employees to find the facts to support the summary. It is that incredible and unbelievable. And if you want the details of that, I'm willing to share that with you of how Strong did this to control the whole process.
And again, Maurice Strong, an admitted eugenicist. We could play YouTube clip after YouTube clip of him on U.S. television 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, calling for forced one-child policies, 80% population reduction, drugging of water supply, everything that's in John P. Holdren's textbook, which was then adopted as policy. But I also want to talk, Tim, about the media blockade, how do we run that, and how do we bring these people to justice? Because they're not only engaged in fraud in these emails and the computer code where their weather models are designed for fraud in the programmer's own notes. We have the programmer's own notes. So we need to talk about that and criminal prosecution of these people for persecuting scientists like you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Open the phones up for questions specifically on ClimateGate for climatologist Dr. Tim Ball, top time climatologist. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. For Al Gore, words are one thing, lies. He premeditatedly is making all this money off of this. George Soros is openly funding it. They're saying it's like Holocaust denial. They're talking about in the emails how to persecute people, how to block their papers from being published, which destroys scientists. I mean, the civil lawsuits should be immediately filed by the people that have been harmed. This is racketeering. It's powerful institutions and governments in the emails getting together to block FOIA requests so the documents being requested wouldn't be released, because scientists were going, well, your data doesn't match up to what these weather stations said it was. Shut up. We're not going to release it. You're funded by the oil companies. When it's actually a lot of big oil companies financing this. Dutch Oil, Shell, BP, all these big money interests are actually behind this. Dr. Tim Ball, I want to get more into the science and whatever issues you want to cover, because you're the brain on this, but I specifically want you to talk about justice And also, by bringing these people to justice, by suing them, by criminal charges, but government is behind this, so they probably won't, we will then further force this out into the open and start getting really aggressive with these people that want to tax us and control us and run our lives. Dr. Tim Ball.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. And by the way, in a recent Newsweek story, Al Gore said facts are not enough. Well, sorry, Al, the facts are enough, and they're not in your favor. But John Coleman, who was the founder of the Weather Channel, there was a rumor around that he was going to bring a lawsuit against Gore, and it would parallel what you've just been talking about, on a charge of fraud. And the grounds was that here Gore had gone out and said that CO2, and carbon, as it's incorrectly called, is a serious problem, and, that, we've got to get rid of it, we've got to deal with it, and, he then turned around and, of course, set up the sale of carbon credits, and therefore, that constitutes fraud, because you falsely create the problem and then profit from it, and, Gore was involved in this, and by the way, Gore's been involved in not just the climate thing, but you go back to the Club of Rome and the population, overpopulation issues, and he chaired the 1994 conference in Cairo on it. But the whole Gore issue of making profit. In 1998, there was a conference, or a meeting, I should say, in the White House with Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Lord Brown of British Petroleum, and of course you see them published, putting out ads and so on. And then the fourth person was Ken Lay of Enron. And what they were discussing was how to keep the carbon credits market going, because the carbon credits idea came out of an attempt to get the U.S. to sign the Kyoto Treaty, and the U.S. said, "Well, what are you going to give us?" And they said, "What do you want?" We said, "Well, we want some carbon credits for the stuff we're taking out of the air," and the Europeans said, "No." But anyway, Gore kept that going, so Gore profited. Now I think that you could argue that these people, not only the deliberate falsification of records, which I would think in itself is criminal, but also the fact that they use their data to get huge amounts of government funding. And so to falsify applications for government funding, I would think would also be criminal. I mean, the Jones, for example, I think it's $21.6 million alone. And when you look at the U.S., an estimated $70 billion a year going into climate research. In Canada, Environment Canada spent $6.8 billion in 5 years on climate change research, and all of that went to funding.
Well, that's a key point. Let me throw in this piece of evidence. The London Guardian 2 days ago had this headline. In fact, let's pull it up, where the U.N. calls for global policing of technology, and these select committees will decide what technologies are even allowed, what old technologies will be banned or taxed, and then what new technologies will be funded by government. And then we see Al Gore already making hundreds of millions a year just off government grants to little green technology, that's in quotes, companies that he owns or owns a part of. I mean, this is a total hijacking of the economy by these people. There it is. Global body needed to direct green technology. G77 says, London Guardian, developed nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. I mean, these guys, it's not just the carbon credits or the carbon taxes. It's taxes on beef, televisions, asphalt, more than one child, just literally water. I mean, they're announcing, people think they're under taxes now. Notice right as the banks implode the economy, the very same banks are now financing the green takeover. It's not green. It is neo-feudalism.
Yeah, and it sounds like a small example, but it's a perfect illustration of what you're talking about, Alex. I was just in Alberta at five different farm communities because I've been working with the farmers. They're the ones most directly affected by weather and climate. And prior to my presentation, and it was sort of a dog and pony show, but there was a company selling carbon credits to the farmers. And you say, okay, fine, there's a business opportunity, and you guys are taking advantage of it. That's the way the free market works. And the government have created this opportunity by what they're doing with carbon tax and so on. But when the farmer started to hear from this private company, because one of the farmers said, well, if I tell you that I'm planting this crop or I'm doing that in order to get to sell carbon credits, how are you going to know that I'm being honest about it? Well, the guy just said, well, hang on a minute. He said, first of all, we've got data on every single farm in Western Canada. He said, we know the precise size of your farm. We know the acreage. We know what you planted. We've got access to land titles. We've got access to your whole budget and funding of your farm. And then one farmer popped up and he said, well, you know, I took some of the government money because I'm in forage crops. And they said, oh, you could reduce methane and you take this money. The next thing he knew, there was a government agent on his farm telling him what he could grow and his crop rotation. So we've already got illustrations of the degree to which this infiltrates down to the individual and the individual.
Let me stop you again, though, and ask you this question, because you're so knowledgeable on all these subjects. You've been in it for decades. Dealing with this, we see the NFL, we see Hollywood, we see News Corp, we see almost every major Fortune 500 company, the oil companies, the banks, all behind this. Green propaganda everywhere. Electric cars, windmills, things that sound great. Advancement. They have a sugar coating on this takeover of things that sound reasonable, but that's all just window dressing. They're not going to stop now because we've caught them in all this fraud. They're going to continue because the entire power structure has admitted that this is the main funding mechanism and regulatory global control for world government, as Maurice Strong and Al Gore and the new head of the UN, the new Ban Ki-moon, the new head of the EU, Von Rumpy. They admit this is the key to their whole world government. They hadn't expected us to be this effective. They thought they'd just call us Holocaust deniers. You know, if you call Obama a socialist, you hate black people. It has nothing to do with it. This isn't working anymore. So knowing them, what do you expect them to do? Go to some new crisis? You know, they're now saying the oceans are going to turn into acid. I mean, are they going to say that? I mean, what's their new fraud going to be? And how do you see them countering this?
Well, of course, one of the arguments that's coming back is that, these guys cooked the data, but there's still enough evidence out there that global warming is occurring and that the CO2 is increasing. In fact, there was a report from a government agency just the day before yesterday saying, oh, look, CO2 levels are continuing to rise. Well, yes, so what? The fact is that what caused them to shift from talking about global warming to climate change was that from 2002 on, the temperature started to go down, but the CO2 continued to rise. And we know from the science there is no connection between CO2 and temperature. And one of the things that's happened in the science community here, Alex, is they've completely hijacked the scientific method. Because what happens is that a scientist comes up with a theory which is based on certain assumptions, and then other scientists will challenge that. Notice that it's still Einstein's theory of relativity after 107 years. It's still Darwin's theory of evolution after 150 years, because there's other scientists have a lot of questions that just don't fit. But what happened with the what's called the anthropogenic global warming theory was it became a fact almost instantly. And Richard Lindzen at MIT, who's also been in the forefront and of both the charge and the insult and getting the insults, he said a long time ago the consensus was reached before the research was even begun. Now, with Einstein as an example, one of the assumptions that his formula is based on is that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Well, there are scientists that are saying, look, we're finding things going faster faster than the speed of light. If that turns out to be true, then Einstein's theory has either got to be rewritten or thrown out. Well, with the anthropogenic global warming, the fundamental assumption is that if CO2 increases in the atmosphere, the temperature will go up. In every single record that we've got for any duration of any time period, the temperature increases before the CO2, not as they assume. And by the way, that assumption is built into their computer models, which is why they are consistently wrong. And I remember in 1991, when they camped Jowzel, the Frenchman came out with the ice core from Antarctica, which is now, Gore's got in his movie. You know, he said, here's the, and in fact, he very cleverly separated the CO2 and the temperature, because when you put them together, you see that the temperature is causing the CO2 to change, not the other way around.
And they knew that, but let me stop you again.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago, a University of Chicago historian wrote a book saying the founding fathers were anti-gun, only 10% of colonial families owned guns, the Second Amendment is not an individual right to keep and bear arms. Then top historians actually went to the church records areas, to the university record areas, and found out it was all a fraud, all made up by the anti-gun lobby funded by the Rockefellers, the usual suspects. Now, so there's academic fraud everywhere when government and the Rockefellers and the UN are involved. That professor lost his tenure and was removed. Okay.
Yep.
So shouldn't we see these professors caught lying at bare minimum lose their tenure?
Absolutely. And I fought this when I was in the university, there were some of my colleagues doing all sorts of terrible things. And it was just simply a cover-up. And, for example, at the University of Guelph, I pointed out, 100 years, not one person with tenure has ever been fired. You telling me in 100 years that not one of them did anything that was criminal or wrong? And in university contracts with faculty, there is nearly always what's called a moral turpitude clause. And this is, and I used to joke about it. I said, if I'm going to get fired, I want to be caught naked in my office with 100 female students and get fired for moral turpitude that way. But nobody's ever challenged it. And I suspect when you look at the contracts that these people have with the universities, there's going to be sufficient vehicles by which they can be brought to justice.
Well, bare minimum, I mean, justice says this has to happen, because here they are secretly trying to cut people's funding, to persecute, to keep scientists from being published in journals, which destroys their careers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the London Guardian today whining and complaining, calling themselves victims of persecution when they are the persecutor. In fact, here's the article. Leaked emails mark dangerous shift in climate denial strategy. And the article by Mark Lanis is written as if the people that put the emails out are desperate evil frauds. And it accuses all of us who are criticizing them and questioning their I mean, these socialists, these globalists, these eugenicists, they're not liberals. They're a cult of control freaks who love lording over everyone and bossing everybody around and acting like they have all the answers. And to read this article, it's so sick. And now to find out that the BBC, 5 weeks before, was sent these leaked or hacked, however they came out. The media said hacked. I guess they said hacked so they can block their release later. Probably were just leaked. That the BBC wouldn't discuss them. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, and Andrew Rufkin used that argument. He said we wouldn't comment on this because it was leaked documents, but they'd written other stories earlier where stuff was leaked in a story that favored them, and they didn't hesitate to use it. But by the way, what you're talking about with regard to this victim defense, that's the modern thing that's called victimology. And it becomes a standard defense that the person becomes the victim. I mean, it comedians make jokes about it. Is that wonderful thing that the lawyer defending a guy that was on trial for murdering both his parents, and he pleaded for clemency on the grounds that the guy was an orphan. You know, this is the kind of mentality that these people use.
Well, here's one. He hired one of the fanciest criminal lawyers in New York, the guy that on record tried to extort and defraud and blackmail David Letterman, he's doing a victim defense saying David Letterman was mean doing this to his girlfriend, dating her, and that he was just trying to sell him a movie script. I mean, the spin that comes out of these people.
And of course, I like Glenn Beck's classification of them as progressives. And that gets you away from this right wing, left wing, and all of that. And of course, by the way, I refer to the scandals in Scandinavia because should these people now have their Nobel Prizes withdrawn? I mean, certainly Gore and the IPCC got them on the basis of all this false information. And as you know, there were screams at the time about that.
It's the big global money that wants all this. That's why they're giving awards to their pet scientists that push this. That's why we'll never get justice. But here's another issue. Yeah. As you know, in Canada, the U.S., Europe, England, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere, they're brainwashing the kids in school.
Yep.
Far worse than just we have warming, but that we're all dead and, you know, kids have to commit suicide at 11 when their carbon credits run out, ABC News. You can't make up this how sick these people are. We've got to really go into the schools and say, this is a proven fraud. Stop teaching it.
Yeah. Well, of course, I've been involved in one of the things that I've tried to do in my life, Alex, is I don't think that one has a right to be hypercritical. Obviously, as a human being, you're entitled to your right to your own opinions. But to go public with criticism, unless you're willing to get involved and try to do something about it, I don't think that you should be very cautious. I've been involved in K-12 and through the university. In other words, the whole education system throughout my career. And what triggered it was that I discovered that the colleagues in my department at the university didn't even know what textbooks were being used in the high school. And I said, well, how can you possibly deal with the students, which are your raw material, if you don't know what they know and where they're coming from? So I've dealt with this. A thing called agriculture in the classroom, ag in the classroom, where the teachers, especially in the social studies areas, and their tendency to be left-wing, using that classroom to push their own ideology.
Stay there.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. Nolan, Don, Gregory, and Niggle in Japan. Let's go to Niggle first. You're on the air with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball, persecuted, one of the most persecuted people out there because he was so dead on with his research and now completely vindicated in spades. Caller in Japan, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello. I just want to say that I don't want to contradict with the cutting of the rainforest too much, but the trees do take hundreds of years to grow, and that when they do get cut down, they don't the whole ecosystem does get destroyed. There's so many animals that depend on that very ancient.
Yeah, that was last hour's guess. The point is, the globalist Al Gore, actually with Occidental Petroleum, was cutting down rainforest, but using it as a way to get donations for themselves. Clearly, that's more of an environmental threat than carbon dioxide. And genetic engineering, open air, cross species, there are environmental issues. The point is, the groups running all this could care less about that. Dr. Tim Ball.
Well, and of course, one of the things that triggered the increase of cutting of the rainforest was the World Bank giving money to Brazil on condition that they cleared the forest and develop their agriculture to form a good agricultural base to the economy, just as in the U.S. Once they stopped that funding, the level of cutting dropped dramatically.
Again, every time I look, it's the globalists that are actually hurting the earth, and then they create the crisis and then offer the solution.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but there was no real measure of how much forest had been cut. And a few Swedish experts said, let's get a measure of this. And it turned out that the numbers given were by accountants at the World Bank who went to the scientists and said, well, how much forest is cut and how much are you going to cut this year? And they said, we don't know. So they made up a number. And it turned out that the number that was in circulation and used by everybody was at least 85% in excess of the actual number.
Yeah, Nagel, I agree with you that destroying old growth needs to be controlled because that's regrowth is different than old growth. But anything else, Nagel?
Yes, I highly recommend seeing rebelswanted.com because there's so much information on there about the environment and the health section is so important.
Right. For example, we appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Nolan in Texas, going as many calls as possible. Nolan, you're on the air with climatologist Tim Ball.
Dr. Ball, I would like to know, based on these emails that have come out, is there a way that we can draw a line between the UN or any governmental or any globalist bunch and these scientists that show that their funding was predicated on their findings and that the funding was through either the UN or someone controlled by and friendly to their globalist agenda?
Dr. Ball, go ahead.
There really isn't a way of drawing a line because one of the things that Strong did, and unfortunately my own government were deeply involved in this, was that the IPCC, and they kept talking about 2,500 scientists, the majority of them are bureaucrats appointed by their individual governments. And as Lindzen said when he finally resigned from the IPCC, he said, these people know nothing about climate. They're simply put on there because they will parrot the government position. And so if there's so much intertwining between these scientists and the UN that, as I said, the only way to really deal with it is to shut down the IPCC completely.
Look, and maybe all these guys are creatures of the UN. They pick the universities they want to use because they are giving them the data they want.
Yeah, it's so intertwined that it's kind of like doing a brain surgery where, you know, the danger of cutting something bad, say, no, sorry, there's nothing I can do about this. We just got to let it run its course. And the course it's got to run is to scrap the IPCC.
Yeah, I mean, the UN is a group of criminals. They're constantly caught in child sex slave rings, money for oil, scams. I mean, it's just a group of degenerate scum. More calls straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.